I'm Amy Faust, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday on All Classical Portland, we celebrate the young musicians right here in our community. Bella Klusevic's parents aren't singers, but very early on, they knew that they had brought one into the world because, they say, Bella was singing before she could even speak. In fact, she can't really remember a time before music, although she does remember her first time performing in front of a crowd at church when she was just 4. Now 17, Bella is a junior at Jesuit High, where she performs with their chamber choir and is also a member of the Pacific Youth Choir, which she joined at age 11. This is Bella singing with PYC. She's gone from being an alto to a second soprano, and she's gone from looking up to the older high school age singers at PYC to being one herself, who now loves to help younger students learn how to sing. So Bella, let's go back to 4-year-old you. Tell me what you remember about that first performance.
I'm pretty sure it was at a mass on Christmas Eve. They invited little kids to come sing with the choir, and I was one of those little kids.
So was this something that you really wanted to do, or were you basically just plucked randomly from the crowd?
No, I was practically begging to go. I grew up singing all the time. My mom says, if you ask her, that I just would walk around the house singing songs that I made up or just songs that I heard and listened to.
Okay, that was your debut. Any other milestone performances that stand out in your memory?
In my 6th grade year, I did Mahler number 3 with the Oregon Symphony, and that was my first time performing with the Oregon Symphony, and it was incredible. I just loved it so much, and I've done more since then, but I always think back to that first one that I did. It was just so incredible to be up on the stage.
Kind of like your first time in the big leagues.
Yeah, I was 12, and I was in front of all those people on stage, and I was like, wow. I was still shocked that I had even made the auditions for the show. And I was like, this is such a huge crowd. I am really in the big shots now.
I know you have teachers at school and also you do private voice coaching. So what have you learned along the way about your voice?
There's like a right way to sing, and then there's like how to personally cultivate your own voice. And voice lessons have been really helpful in the more personal aspect of singing, because there are proper techniques that are useful for everyone, but every specific person has different ways to make their voice great, and I've been learning more about mine.
This well-balanced approach to her craft might be the reason that Bella rarely, if ever, has any stage fright. So Bella, what advice would you give to performers who are struggling with nerves?
I would say do as many performances as you can, even if it's just for like a sibling or friends or like a group of stuffed animals even. It's actually really worked. If I don't feel confident, I'll just sing in front of my cat or my dog, and it still works.
Oh, so I'm not the only one who sings to my cat all the time. Okay, that is good news. Do you also spontaneously write terrible songs for your cat, or is that just me?
Yeah. Making up silly songs is fun because you feel like no one's going to judge the quality of the song because it's silly. So that's a really good place to start.
We're talking with Bella Klusevic, a second soprano with the Pacific Youth Choir and with Jesuits Chamber Choir. And Bella, I am so excited to hear that you've been doing outreach with younger students through PYC. Can you tell me more about that?
It's called Neighborhood Schools Outreach, and it's a program that provides more access to music education for kids that might not have access to it. And it's been incredible to just see the kids learning about music, and just, I can really see them flourishing.
Have you gotten to see that spark of excitement happen for any of them?
Yes, I have. It's so amazing to like introduce kids to music. Is just the greatest thing, and classical especially, because there's so much about classical that goes underappreciated, especially by kids, because they're not exposed to it as much. But I just really want there to be appreciation in like my generation and future generations, because it's really a beautiful thing.
So do you have a specific approach for getting these younger kids to care about classical music if they don't yet?
I mean, not by like telling them as much as showing them, because last year they were actually taken to a performance at the Oregon Symphony. So they watched a true classical performance themselves and got to see the beauty of it. And the PYC high schoolers that they looked up to were in the choir for that concert. So they got to see how amazing it is to be part of the classical world. And they saw the people they look up to in the front lines of it, essentially.
So you're kind of an ambassador then for classical music. That's great.
Yeah, I'm an ambassador to classical specifically, but also just music education in general, because as long as they're learning about any kind of music, I'm happy.
So Bella, this past year has obviously put a lot of your singing projects on hold, I imagine, but are you finding ways to stay busy musically? Tell me what you're up to.
I have a show that I'm in coming up. Stonetown Stages is with their young artist program is doing a production of Les Mis entirely virtually, and I am in the ensemble for that.
That sounds fantastic. Okay, we'll put up a link at our website so people can find out more and tune in. And along those lines, what musical memory do you think that you're going to take with you from this past year when everything essentially closed down and we had to find different ways of connecting with each other?
So I made a recording of O Little Town of Bethlehem at Christmas time, and I just like dedicated it to my grandpa, and I like sent it to him.
Does he live far away?
He lives only a few miles from here, but I'm not really able to see him. We've drove on the street like by and like waved at the window, but I'm not really allowed to make a lot of contact with him because COVID. I want to keep him safe. But I still sent him that piece, and he loves it, and he plays it all the time. And I'm just so happy that I can, like, use my gift to, like, help and make other people happy. It's just my favorite thing.
I'm Amy Faust, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 p.m. on All Classical Portland, we celebrate the young musicians right here in our community. All episodes of On Deck are available at our website, along with photos and videos of our featured young artists. To listen to this episode again, or to learn more about Bella, go to allclassical.org and look for On Deck with Young Musicians under the Programs tab. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to see you on deck again soon.